Okay. Welcome to the North Logan City Library Board meeting. Today is August 14th, 2025. In attendance is myself, Jen Albrecht.
Trent Bateman.
Kathy Larson.
Janine Huffy.
Okay, welcome everyone. Does anyone have any good news minutes?
Yes, I think it's a great idea to have a food exchange because when you're...
it's kind of fun.
Yeah. It is fun.
Yeah. It is fun. And when you've got more food than you can use, it provides a place so it's not going to waste. Mm-hmm. And it gives a nice community feel, I think.
So yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Besides that,
I like cucumbers.
Yeah, those are some nice cucumbers.
The party was fun.
Yeah,
the end of summer party was great. My kids made me go, and then they had a great time.
And then they had a
great time.
Oh,
we had fewer people than last year, I think by like 100 or 200.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's because the fair was going on that week.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
There was a lot going on that
week. Yeah, there was a lot going on that week. We weren't able to make it to the library party either.
So I think that was the issue. But we still had a great turnout.
Yeah.
We had fun. We had the balloon there.
That's awesome.
Oh, I know. I was...
Love it.
I bought more raffle tickets. tickets over the last couple of it's like every time I come to the library I'm like just one more another break.
That's fun.
I really want to win.
That's awesome. Okay, great. Minutes, did we get a chance to look over the minutes? Liz usually presents the minutes for approval.
Yeah, I will motion to approve the minutes from last
June?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we vote on this? Can we approve them?
Without the quorum here?
Can you approve but not vote on things? Is that the same as voting?
I don't know. I said we.
I think we can move ahead with approving.
Yeah, I think we can move ahead. So I'll motion to approve them.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Good. Great.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Okay.
Thank
unanimous.
You. Keeping me on top of that. Trent, give us a report.
Love it.
We have a sidewalk, I see.
There's a half a sidewalk.
Half a sidewalk.
We're working on some other grading stuff over there. So, I was going to do this for Joanne. She's not here, so
okay.
We can tell her all this stuff about finances. This is last year's, so I just want to go over kind of the how we did last year overall. We did not spend all of our money. We did really well. You can see in the first column
okay,
this
wait,
year.
Okay, wait, so when you say last year...
So the last fiscal year.
Because we just
June.
Finished. Okay,
yeah,
that's what you're
June.
Mean. Okay, that's
so in that first column, the year actual, if you go down about halfway, that's total revenue. Mm-hmm. And that's like all the donations with the foundation, everything like that. So $812,000. And then total expenditures were
$719,000.
Oh,
so, nice.
Awesome. And that money just goes into a capital account for the library. That
awesome.
Can be used for other things down the road.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Other things for the library, right?
Yes, yep. Okay. So it stays for the library. Since it is a library tax, where that money comes from, it stays with the library.
Does it go towards just, like, expenditures that might come up, or,
yeah,
like,
capital improvements,
or...
potentially with a new building, I think they might be able to funnel it into.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Areas that, I mean, highlighted areas.
Also, good job. I would say, I don't know if we said that. Good job.
It's nice being under.
Is the non-resident fee, is that higher than it was last year?
So non-resident fee, I looked at, where is it? There it is. It is lower than last year. It was $14,000 last year.
Mm.
Or $15,600, actually. But Logan opened.
That's because Logan,
So on that far side, that's what we proposed, that $14,000. If you come in last year, actual was $15,630.
I see that there.
And so we said 12,000, that's what we're hoping for, and we got almost there. So I think we'll leave that again for this next year. Other ones, library fines, we have that at 6,000. We're at 5,430, so again, pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, we were at 6,800.
Also,
mm-hmm. Props
to me to not having to pay
good
any
job.
This year.
Good job.
The year before, I had quite a few.
And then the copy machine, it was within $400 on that as well. So... everything's pretty close, so I think we can leave it the same and kind of use that as a benchmark now that Logan's back open. Areas we spent more in than we had, building, ground maintenance, the furnace. So that's...
Okay.
And then IT services have come down significantly. Last year, they were $12,000.
Wow, that's unusual.
Almost $13,000. This last year, it was
$7,000. Well, is that because we switched over to...
We switched over, and it's been a lot better.
Nice.
It's just saved us money. But really, everything... was pretty well in line for that. So if you have questions,
Okay.
And then you can have a copy of this. Heidi has so many programs going this September.
Wow. Does she see her family?
She's at, well, so if you look at the budget, actually, this is interesting. So the library wages, so last year we spent $286, almost $287 on wages. This year we spent $351. Part of that's because, well, most of that's because we've brought on somebody in the makerspace, and then we have a program assistant that's helping the programs, which then allows us to do
More
things. More, but we're still under our budget for that amount, so it's great.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the budget, and then you still
spend
less than that.
So yep.
Nice.
So other things to go over. I was just going to let you know, the Institute of Museum and Library Services is being shut down. It's the federal agency that distributes all the grants.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to lose some grants?
So the state, so we don't get grants directly from that. They give it to the states, and the state allocates it out. Mm-hmm. So all of the state grants we're getting are done after this year. So we'll get them this year.
Oh, so like our interlibrary loan grant?
Yes. Interlibrary loan, CLEF, which we use for like computers and different things.
Okay.
Anyway, so we could get the money if the state decides to fund it, like state legislature when they go in session. That's where they'll try to get the money from. Yeah. But those things are they're funded for this year, but then after that.
Hmm. So our budget may change.
May change. Yep. Again, we're less affected by it than, say, a smaller library mm-hmm. where, like, their total collection is paid for by the grants.
Mm-hmm.
Updates about the building. I talked to him today. Still planning November-ish, big-ish on that. I mean, it's just kind of depends.
Like, one was delayed because they couldn't get in an elevator. So.
Right. Oh, so there's things that could delay it.
I can send you the audio and then you can take notes on the audio.
I might have to do that. I'm suddenly like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be taking notes. I'm going to have to use the audio.
So, and I'll throw this out to the group here and we can kind of think about this. I'm trying to kind of nail down operating hours for when we move over there.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of need to nail down if we do want to be open for browsing, which I hesitate. Just with the safety of the shelves.
Yeah.
And even if we had part of it closed off, if the shelf still falls over, like
it's still probably.
It makes me nervous.
Just make the decision not to.
Okay, and that's kind of where I was headed, but I wanted to make sure the board was okay with that.
Yeah,
we'll still be open.
Not excited, but okay.
I was thinking from noon to 6.
Okay.
And people could come during that time. They can put books on hold online or come to the desk and say, "Hey, I want these books." We go get them for them.
Yeah.
I want to have one computer available for patrons come in if they need to print stuff
mm-hmm.
so that they have access somewhere they can have stuff printed or copied.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll still have that available.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll, like I said, we'll just pull all the holds for everybody. So we'll still have some staff working. It'll just be limited less.
I think it's okay. I think people are going to be accommodating because they're excited about the new
exactly.
space. So.
When you say you're still going to have people working, well, I know you've asked for volunteers to help move and stuff, but do you mean you're cutting hours of your staff?
Yeah, because our operating hours will shrink because we're open from right now 10 to 7,
mm-hmm.
but if we don't have computer labs, if we don't have spaces for people to read, it doesn't mm-hmm. make sense to be open
the whole day
because mm-hmm. the use isn't
there. I understand that. I just...
staff will probably
I'm a labor person, and I just... Mm-hmm. Will it cut anybody's benefits other than wages?
No.
No one will lose benefits.
No. So the full times would still work, and the part times will still work as well. Those hours would just be...
And they're going to have plenty of notice
yes.
so that if they need to make a change, they'll be able to
So let them know, say, hey, there was 3 hours less every day that people are going to be working. We're going to be reducing some. So if you need to find a supplemental job... do that now, but you have a lead time of 3 or 4 months before you even have to do that. But nobody,
I think it's reasonable,
would be let go. It's just if they like, you know what, I need the money, I need to find a different job, then they can
I understand that.
But we want to give them as much time as possible and let them know.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on that? I'm happy to hear any.
How does the full-time, are they salaried? Mm-hmm. So they'll just keep, like...
Well, because they'll still be, like, programs. The goal is to keep all the programs going
because
that building will be opened.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll still have part-time staff helping with programs.
Mm-hmm.
managing the construction of this. I'll be working on that and getting things moved back and forth. Judy will, she's planning on working at the desk some, since mm-hmm. she won't be doing as much story time, and there'll be a little reduction in what she does. So she'll be at the desk a little bit.
Who all gets benefits?
Judy, Heidi, and myself.
So those people will not be affected by this?
No.
I think while it's not ideal to have to cut hours from anybody, I think we're doing what we can to make sure they have ample time, they're notified to be able to, like you say, make a change if they need to, yep. to have a job that provides more hours, or they can ride it out and stay with us. But I don't know that we need to incur the cost of keeping everyone's hours up
yeah.
when it's not needed.
Right.
When was college registration?
Registration?
We're
or
starting.
It starts next week.
It starts next week.
Week. No, yeah. it's the 25th. It's not Monday. Next week, but yeah.
You're right.
Okay. So they will know ahead of time so that they can take more classes if they're university students.
We,
or
Do we have university?
No.
We don't have anybody from the university.
No. So we have people who might start master's degrees or something like that, mm-hmm. but I think mm-hmm. everybody has graduated or done with their programs who work here.
Okay.
So
they have more flexibility.
Yeah,
then.
They have some flexibility. I think, I mean, everybody's situation is different, but I think there's people here that use this as just an additional income, and so if it dips for a little bit, they ride it out, and on the other side, it builds mm-hmm. back up. But we are, I mean, there's a balance of making sure we don't just throw people out the door and say, sorry, mm-hmm. we're done with you, and also being good stewards of taxpayer dollars and not yeah. being yeah.
Oh, that
frivolous
sounds
with that
too
money.
Much like Trump. Trump, the man who bragged that he didn't have to pay any taxes. that he was smart enough not to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And, well.
But yeah. But we still can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard.
He's not giving money to the state, so the state can't give money to yeah. us. And,
yeah.
But yeah, so we do have to be careful with taxpayer money, and we don't want to just spend it for the sake of just being open so people get money, but we also don't want to just say, hey, people, you don't have a job anymore,
yeah.
and the service is no longer available. We want the service to be available for the community.
I feel like the best thing we can do is just give them ample notification yep. and a realistic idea of what their hours
yeah.
would be,
yep.
and then they can make their own decision.
Yep. I think so.
Yeah. It's not ideal, but I think it's probably the best path forward. Are you okay with that, Janine?
No, but no. I'm not going to vote against it because there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, and right.
it's a short period of time.
It's
a short period of time,
too. I brought this up last
theory,
year
we should.
About the cuts that were going to come. And it just makes me angry.
Yeah.
But the
cuts aren't happening for any other reason than we're in transition into a new, you know,
Into a new building.
And
then
once
we're back in here, we can operate at full
capacity.
Then ramp back up.
So it feels to me kind of just more like COVID, unfortunately. Like
a little bit.
When
it
they
doesn't
just had
feel
to, be,
to me at all like COVID.
Well, just this part where it's like we have to kind
it's
of...
It's just a transition.
Transition things out, and hopefully much shorter than COVID.
If you have suggestions and feedback, I'd love to hear it. If you have ways that we can...
Write your congressman.
But this doesn't have to do with them. This is just with the new building.
It does have to do with them, because if the state legislature wasn't cutting so many programs, and even at the university level, if they weren't cutting programs, people could still attend those classes. And they say that they've made, well, let's not go there. Anyway.
I will say, so the money we're losing from the state has in no way impacts what we're doing right now. That's
yeah.
a separate pot of money that doesn't affect.
We're more just trying to be, like you said, good stewards of the taxpayer money that we receive from our residents.
Yes.
And from the Thorne Endowment.
Yes.
To be used wisely to the purpose of the new building. And yeah, I think in good conscience, we can't keep the same employees and the same hours when they simply are not needed.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it feels like we'd be paying them for
not doing anything.
Yeah. Which, yeah.
And we'll give them ample notice. We'll say, hey, you're not losing your job, but maybe two shifts a week less that you have.
Yeah.
And
can you feed a family of five on 2 weeks? Maybe two shifts less? if you're the sole supporter for your family?
I think that's a good point, but I think that's why if given ample notification, they'll have the opportunity to maybe find a different job if they need to.
It's so tough to find a different job when all the jobs are being cut.
Yeah, yeah.
So would your suggestion be that we...
I know. I understand your argument. It's valid. Do you have a suggestion?
Let's just move on.
Okay, because if you do have a suggestion, I do want to hear it. I really do.
Yeah,
let's move on.
Okay, we can do that. Other things...
Well, we like can't I said, vote on anything anyway, so what?
That's true. But we can discuss it further. And if you have ideas that come, please bring it to the board.
Maybe next month.
Okay.
Like I said, we're going to try to have as many programs as possible. Just so we don't lose momentum with what we're doing.
Okay.
And we'll have the space for it, so that's great. Still working on bids for new shelving, furniture, trying to work out how that's going to work out. It's none of it's cheap.
No, it's not.
It's not. And then fundraising is going well. From that donor wall flyer that we sent out to residents, we're sitting at about 26,000 with that donations that have come in. People have been really generous. We've made almost 500 with the balloon raffle.
That was good.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Some of it has been the breakfast, we made 1,300 on that.
Yeah, great.
So that's great. And then bingo and the barbecue, they made money. So we've had some really good fundraising efforts coming through. And then,
We got an email about the possibility of the board chipping in $75 to have a plaque from the library board. Is that...
I had emailed and just said, I was just wondering if that was something that we as a board wanted to do. Like, if we...
I love it.
If all of us chipped in, like, $75, we could get one of the... Get something just to be, like, from the library board.
Let's do that. I love that.
So that was just something that...
That was why I brought this heavy... suitcase with me.
So how much did we make from the balloon raffle, did you say?
445 so far. And that's subtracting out the expenses of paying for the balloon.
That's good.
If I don't win, I'm really going to get their number information from you so that I can just...
Call them
myself, yeah.
So who do we pay?
I assume we would give it to the treasurer normally.
I would have the treasurer collect it all and then turn it in as one donation.
Yeah, but okay.
So, which we don't have the treasurer.
Joanne's not here today, so maybe hold on to that till next month. Is that all right?
But we can put it on the agenda for next month.
I just wrote it down to put on the agenda. Yep.
Yeah.
Is it for a leaf or for what? For which one would the?
I just did like the cheapest one.
Because the trunk of the tree is 100 and the leaf is 500.
It was like a leaf, and so there was Well, if it would be if there was like seven of us or six of us.
Okay.
We'd have to recalculate to see how many people. Because that's the thing, it will depend partially on how many people want to. Donate.
Okay. I like that idea a lot.
Summer reading went well. We're still calculating all the participants. Heidi's putting together a report for that.
Okay.
And then just for programs, just ones that have been added just this year, Heidi set up an interlibrary Dungeons and Dragons.
An interlibrary? How does that work?
The different libraries will meet here. They're going to have a Dungeons and Dragons night with kids from all the different communities coming in. They're doing a puzzle swap. We're having a local scapes class. We started a Spanish story time.
Local scape what?
So local scapes is a group that teaches you how to do water-wise plants.
Oh,
and then you can get money from the state if you remove grass from your property and put in.
Okay. What was that called again?
Local scapes.
Scapes, that's
And then Spanish story time on Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's very
somebody from USU is helping us with that.
Right.
We had a first one yesterday, and we had three people come to that.
Okay, great.
We're trying to push it as, like, if you need Spanish story time, come. Or if you're an English speaker wanting to learn Spanish, you can come to that as well. And then more STEAM clubs. They've added more of those because they're really popular. And then Noah contacted the Magic the Gathering people and said, hey, we want to start a program. Will you send us some cards? And they sent him 4,000 cards for free. And he said, if you need more to get this going, let us know and we'll send you more.
Right.
That is good.
Which is awesome.
Cards for what?
Magic the Gathering?
It's like a
I don't really know. It's a game.
It's a game. Okay. It's like Pokemon.
I was going to say, is it like Pokemon?
Kind of like Pokemon where you have cards and you can like play and battle and it's like a card-based D&D.
Okay.
I've never played it, but I have... like you get together and play against people, like you can put cards down and
okay.
And then this one you're not gonna love, but we are not gonna do the Harry Potter night.
Oh, that's what happens.
Sorry.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought a patron with me.
That one.
Just with the space, when we've done bigger programs, we have to limit to 75 people that are coming in here. And then we have like 700 people coming.
Do you anticipate bringing that back in the new facility?
Yes, so we'll do that new facility, but it's kind of at the transition point where we're not
in the
new building
yet.
Because
the new building should be open
in November.
They put October
in
the newsletter.
I don't know who put that in there, because when I saw that come through, I was like, that's... We've been planning November, and that's always kind of a fluid time. So I think realistically, people would be more disappointed if we did it, because they'd be waiting outside in line for hours.
Yeah. Okay.
So then we can do a big...
Come back. Okay.
Yeah. The next October.
Are you just going to advertise, say, hey, we're really sorry, because of the construction, we're not able to do it this year?
Or
are
you going
to
say... Why.
Or you're going to say no. I was just saying, I just wouldn't...
I would say something
because people... asking about it.
Are people been asking? Yeah.
So we'll let them know. And then this... Can we go off?
Okay, do you want... I can start taking notes. Unless you're loving it.
I'm not, but I've... I got to... You're on the... I forgot the whole first 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden I was like, shoot. That's my job.
I saw you biking the other
summer
day.
Summer sewing class.
Like the other morning, like at 7 a.m. or 6:50.
How was it?
It was great. It was so fun.
You
it
were
was,
too far ahead.
Somebody came to us and talked to us about and said, can we do this here? We can open it up to the public.
Yeah, I
was up by the university. So I dropped my daughter off.
I like to go up and just go 16th and then go around the university and then come back. Because I just live below 16th, like farther down.
She was extremely talented. And she kept coming just to help out. As a volunteer, she heard about it.
Didn't people think
that? I don't remember her name, but she would be a great person to teach it.
I'll talk to Heidi about that.
Yeah.
Because it was
Heidi
popular.
Knew who she was, because I said it to Heidi. Okay. I said this girl would be really good.
Because every week there's probably the 10 people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sewing club.
Like, should I be doing this?
So fun.
And this is my friend Janine.
Yeah.
Hi. If you want to see, this is today. I went and did a walkthrough so you all can see what it looks like in the building. So that's just walking in from the meeting room into the atrium area. So it's moving along.
Yeah, it is.
That's cool.
Hey, there's walls and...
There's walls and doors and windows.
I like those.
I think most of the doors and windows are on.
Are we on director's report right
now?
If it becomes too much for library employees to become event employees, will the city take that back and put it with somebody else?
I think it would be separate. I think it's going to stay with the library, but I think there would be employees that are helping.
Okay, because I'm worried about the burden the city's... putting on the library that's
to run it as an event
to
center.
Run it as an event
because it's going to fall under my purview to run it as an event center
and I just worry about that. This is cool. This will not have sports courts in it, right?
Correct.
Somebody asked me today, I think it's all going to be sports courts.
And there's a lot of people who think it's that or a swimming pool or
heard that
it would be cool if there was some basketball in there, but
and I have heard recently from people they're a little frustrated they didn't get more say in whatever is going on. They don't know what's going on and they haven't got to say like I want to have the library have this or have that. And so
seems like a recipe for
I don't know
lots of suggestions and
anyway
bathrooms
you know, let's get back.
Really exciting.
Well,
look at those.
I think part of my guardedness is because when we first send out requests for donations. Mm-hmm. It was said it was going to be the library we were getting.
Yes.
A big library and a new library, and now it's turning into
an event
a free for all.
It's just getting,
that is a good point.
And luckily, we'll have a new space here. This will be totally renovated. The children's library will expand into the meeting room.
And the computer
and we get
changed.
Full use of the facility. So we get doing our programs, we'll be able to do them over there. We have first priority.
Okay.
So it is expanding the space that we get to use at least. That it's
but not necessarily book space.
But not necessarily
book
space. Who
was in charge of designing what this was going to be and used for?
Because it wasn't library employees, because I asked them.
Right.
Was it?
And it was the city and the architect.
And
it was not a
the
library
city,
people.
Meaning like
city people,
like
and some architect.
No, they
didn't have a librarian.
It was Larry Hepworth, right? Isn't he the main.
It's with architect. Design West is the architect.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
It.
And
they're
and
also
it's,
designing the middle school.
Yep.
Yep. And that's Larry Hepworth, okay. Which I have nothing. I don't have anything against Larry Hepworth. I just think it was falsely advertised. And
I just, agree. I've just been hearing.
I should
a little
have
bit more
taken.
About that.
Yeah, you've been hearing more.
Just a little bit more because they're like, "Oh, it's going to start. We can't wait for the new library." And I'm like, yeah. "I think
that's not what
you're
going to
be a little bit shocked when you when
right.
it comes
and
out."
We don't have the books to expand into something that big.
Yeah,
but. But yeah, I think people need to understand like that's where library programs are going to happen. So it is the library, but that's the program side of the library.
Yeah.
And then what we don't fill with library programs,
then other people can.
Then
use.
we can.
I think we
for.
Might just need to let, or the city, or somebody might need to let the community start to know. Like maybe on the city newsletter, I don't know that that's necessarily a library thing that we even have to do. Like if the city newsletter could say, "Hey, this is what's happening,"
right.
I think it would clear up a lot of.
Because remember,
confusion.
There were a couple of you who said the schools were so excited about being able to come, and then you said, "Whoa,
it's not. It's not. It's not."
And
a
they
library.
Had spent, well,
yeah.
I didn't take my calmness pill this week.
I like your feisty side.
Janine is
just
pounding the table. Yeah. I was so excited.
Anyway, that's all I have for director's report.
Okay.
You wish
great.
I would have stayed home.
No, we're
no.
glad you're
no.
here.
Okay, that's great. We do have four here now if we want to discuss and vote on board positions. But again, you two are the only ones who are available as current board members to take Liz's spot.
Are you staying for another 3 years? Because we kind of joined the
yeah,
same time. You decided
yeah,
to do it?
I decided to stay just as,
okay.
as an agitator.
Okay.
Put that title on there.
Oh my gosh, can we? Next
so
to Janine.
You've been
name.
Here 3 years or 6 years?
3 years. So I could do it, but I'm currently trying to find something a little more permanent job wise. So
gotcha.
Then that just makes it so I don't have a
okay.
lot of. If I'm working part time
sure.
somewhere else, it just makes it
okay.
tougher.
Okay.
So are you going to be the art teacher again? Or?
No, I'm. The school gets really political and I get really feisty. I don't take
you
my
get agitated.
I get agitated. So I'm trying to find something. Not there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll
okay.
see.
Well, if you know of anyone that would like to
I've
join the board,
I've been asking around,
yeah.
and but I'm happy to like stay on for a while until we find somebody that can.
I mean, that would
me.
Be awesome,
and that's fine
until
but.
Your circumstances change and you absolutely can't.
Yeah.
If you,
so
like,
I'm happy
for
to
a
like
or
hang
two,
out for a while,
just
yeah.
Just
yeah.
to get us through,
that's,
and we'll
that's totally fine.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Thank
I
you.
I didn't know if you. If you have to only do your 3 years, if they're like, can we extend a couple of months? Or
no,
if they're
no,
like, okay.
Well,
yeah.
they told me at least that you can really just
okay.
leave when you want.
Okay.
There's not.
There's not.
Because you're
I'm,
not.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know, you're not re, like, appointed.
You just
stay.
Okay.
Because
I'll just stay
I've never
until
known
we
anybody
can,
to be, like, reappointed.
Until we can find somebody to.
Well, let's just proactively
yeah.
search for some more board members.
I have mentioned it to two people in the last 5 days.
Okay, so
and
we
haven't
can,
had takers yet.
We
yeah,
can
I've
hold
been
off
to,
been, on
Charlotte would
voting
do
on
she
board
is
positions.
10, so.
I come to the library like every single day.
You probably know more
true.
About what's going on.
Yeah.
She could fill you in.
An atmosphere. Let's kay. Change agitator to what does it call you? The loyal opposition.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Let's get you a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I have lots of t-shirts that are
something
of
banned books.
See?
Something about like,
yeah.
One of my friends, Flora, who used to be on the library board,
yes.
she had a shirt that said, "I like fighting with the public, so I became a librarian."
Nice.
Or
like
argue
that.
With public or something. She's funny. Yeah. Wait, do we need
well,
to vote?
Then let's
or
hold off.
We just,
maybe we'll kay. Vote next month or even
when
the month after. Let's get some more board members and see if someone's
can
anxious to be the secretary.
It's a great
and
I can
so
do it. I'm just horrible
I, we
at it.
Won't
that's
make you commit
right
today
here.
But we might beg you in a month or two.
We
still
have
that's how I became
I'm familiar with the tactics.
Joanne
Delaney. No
else.
But that kay. That's great. Let's
just
hold off on that today
okay.
and I'll
there
put it back on the agenda next month to discuss and then I'll add the donation idea on the agenda next month. Anything else that might need to be thrown on next month's agenda?
Think I don't
of.
Think so.
Okay, I'll touch base
side.
With you
okay.
as it gets closer.
Oh, I had a question. So, and I don't know if this is I'll ask the question, and then we don't have to answer it on a recorded thing. But
was your raise approved?
Not okay. Do we need to talk to the city about that, or did the city?
I've been in contact with the city, and to my knowledge, they are.
Are they on board with our suggestions?
They are positively reviewing, but are
have not decided
have not
yet.
Made decisions okay, about all decisions. Of the allocations.
Okay.
And where they're going for city funds.
That's well said.
Okay. Because I was
She's
just
the president.
But it was very positively received. But yeah, I mean,
they haven't said anything about our paper, about our letter.
No.
Well, okay.
Disappointingly,
sorry.
No, they were not like. Oh, that was an amazing letter, Jen.
You should have at least given it a gold seal.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, I was helping.
Something.
Anyway,
just wondering if we needed to talk to the city.
Yeah,
or
I did follow up with them a little bit. So.
So you're on top of that. Excellent. That's
yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and motion to dismiss unless there's anything else we need to discuss.
I will also motion because I don't know if you can motion.
Oh.
So I will motion to dismiss.
And then I'll second.
Great.
Oh, do I have to see if we're done?
All in favor.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlotte.
It is unanimous.
She wanted to give.
Thank you. I'm going to turn this off.
Let's hear them.
Let's hear them.